I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Grand Park.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Jessie Robertson. I'm 39 years old, and I'm having a conversation today with Abraham, and I'm his PhD co-advisor, and you're also my colleague.
Hi, I'm Abraham Ndalamo. I'm 34 years old, and I'm having a conversation with my PhD co-advisor, Jessie.
Can you tell me about where you're from?
I'm originally from the northern part of Ethiopia, where there are so many environmental challenges.
What sort of challenges are they?
When I was very little, there were drought. So many people died because of famine, which is related to the drought.
You arrived in the fall, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we head into winter, which can be challenging for even people that have lived here forever. I remember you told me a story about heading to a final, right?
Yeah. I had an exam in December. That exam was scheduled on Saturday, so there was no campus shuttle.
No shuttle.
Yeah. I had no car, and the temperature was minus 55 centigrade at that time, and it was really, really cold for me. So I had to walk from my apartment. I was not really feeling part of my body, just kind of dead. And I had to run very fast. So I managed that exam.
One of the things I'm also interested in when people move to such a different place is the food. For example, what you would never eat in Ethiopia and have tried here, like hot dogs, for example.
Yeah. I never heard of hot dogs before I came here. So just the name dog, and no, I'm not eating that.
How long was it before you read the ingredients and knew that it didn't have dogs in it?
I was told even just right away, but just...
Just the word, you couldn't get past the name.
Yeah, I cannot...
The 2 months before you defended your PhD, we spent a lot of time together working on science and other things. And I'm curious, what was that experience like for you?
That 2 months are really very amazing for me. And I got to know you very much. And because of your help, the encouragement, I was able to push. And now I'm super happy.
You had a very quiet voice, and it was hard to hear you, especially in these rooms that were really, really loud. And so do you remember what we did? We had you read the newspaper, right, across the room to me.
Yeah, that was fun. It's partly cultural. We are not encouraged to speak louder. I prefer just to speak really quiet and even not that much often. But I also want to be heard. So I tried to speak louder after that. And I went home that day and I asked my wife for lunch, and I was really loud, and she was... Where do you get all this energy? And
why are you shouting at me?
Why are you shouting at me? No, it's not shouting, just it's talking.
Do you remember graduation day?
Yeah, I mean, that was really an amazing feeling. I had my flags on, my Ethiopian flag.
Yeah, I understand why you wore your country flag, but I didn't necessarily understand the significance of that to you, that you're able to express yourself here in this very authentic way that you might not be able to do at home.
Yeah. I really love my country, and there are not good things happening. Now it's just getting worse. Before I came here, I was kind of working as activist, organizing people to speak out, and there are challenges when you do that. And if I were in Ethiopia right now, I would be in jail probably, or probably I would be killed. So that time when I have my country flag on, I'm safe here, just I can put that on, just I can speak and represent my country, I mean, for a good. But I cannot be as happy as I want to be that day, because I really like to see my country free.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skomberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Michael DeLue, and our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.